We're just a little bit north of Carnegie right now today, getting ready for groundbreaking of for a brand new cotton gin for the central part of the state of Oklahoma. With us is the gin manager for the Carnegie Co-op, Jeannie Heilemann. Jeannie, you were telling me that you've been working here with the producers for a couple, 3 decades now.
That sounds like a long time, but yeah, I've been through 28 seasons so far. Yes, sir.
Now, We've seen cotton. You've seen a lot of ups and downs for the cotton industry. Went through the bollworm problems and everything.
Yes, sir.
But now we've got definitely cotton on the resurgence again.
Yes, sir. We really have. You know, we went through the 90s with the freedom to farm and boll weevil, bollworm, all those things has been taken care of. We went from ginning less than 1,000 bales a year, and last year we put 61,000 plus through our same facility down there.
Now, acres continue to rise. We're expected to have a lot of acres in Oklahoma for cotton this year, including in this area. I saw quite a few acres as I came down today. You've decided that you need new facilities.
Yes, sir. We ginned 61,000 bales off of 25,000 acres last year, and we've already got probably 57,000 acres in our area. So we have a potential to double, but we need Mother Nature's help for that.
Right. So tell me about this facility. You know, getting ready to have this groundbreaking today. Tell me about the facility. How decisions you've made. You're bringing in equipment from out of state.
Yes, there was lucked onto an opportunity where a gym was closing due to weather conditions, and we flew out there and looked at it, thinking we would put some of the equipment in our gym, and we ended up deciding that it was too awesome an opportunity not to just go ahead and break ground and create a whole new facility.
Now, you're bringing this equipment in from North Carolina?
Yes, sir. Mount Olive, the pickle capital of the world, and we bought a cotton gin there.
Now, this facility, it's going to be an up-to-date facility.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's going to be a consolidated plant, and consolidated equipment is the absolute Cadillac top of the line. So, yes, sir. And we're building it with a room for expansion. Maybe not exactly what we want today, but we've got holes, we've got spots in there to where when we shut down our current plant, we can improve what we've got there and make it one of the biggest gins in the state.
Now, this particular facility, you'll probably have quite a trade area, I would think, develop because of where you're located, kind of at the northern end of our traditional cotton belt.
Yes, sir. We have very little competition within a 40-mile radius. You know, and we ginned cotton last year in 7 different counties, and looks like we've got 9 counties and maybe as many as 12 that we have got the possibilities of bringing cotton in from.
What's changed between when you started in the early 90s and today as far as the cotton business?
A lot. Yeah, we were talking about the bollworms and the boll weevils. Technology has changed. Harvesting methods have changed. You know, the new round bale pickers have just been phenomenal for our industry. Those bales keep so well in those round bales. And where we were used to, if you could get a 2-bale crop off of irrigated cotton, we thought we'd hit a home run, and now it's not uncommon to have 4-bale. And so through technology, education, and good management, they've done well.
So the round bales, has that really become almost the de facto standard over the last couple of years?
I don't know whether it's become standard, but it's rapidly taking over. We went from like 3 or 4% 1 year to 40%, and then probably 80% last year.
So it has pretty rapidly caught on, and it's a kind of a win-win because it's probably easier for the producer, and is it good for y'all as well?
It was a little bit of a challenge when from going from a square module to those round bales that you had to unwrap, but we overcome those quickly. I told my fellows that they had to learn to love it because it was coming, and we did. We just the first year that we ginned, we were really excited about the quality of the cotton when you broke into them.
with double the acres potentially this year in this area, that says there's some optimism or some hopes that cotton will be a profitable crop for these guys.
Yes, sir. You'd like not to be the lesser of the evils, but, you know, it seemed to be the best, maybe not the best price in the world, but it was definitely the best considering the other commodities.